carbon copy the last time that you were in this building? That would be a successful final game before the break?
Well, feels like a long time ago, though, doesn't it? It was really the start, I think, the game before in New York, the 1-0 game. Maybe even back to the Jersey game was the start of our game becoming a little bit more predictable. Clearly, our goaltender was the special player on the ice in here last time. And he may well have to be tonight.
Well, you see anything different from the Blackhawks now as opposed to, you know, what you were seeing at that point?
I don't know if I can compare the two teams. It is, you know, they're the model. They've got a very, very highly skilled team, but they don't cheat the game. So they compete defensively. They're on the right side of the puck, and you know, in evidence, their penalty killing is so strong. They're doing it the right way with a lot of very skilled players.
What's the challenge for coaches to get skilled players to buy in defensively?
You got to win. You know, at the end of the day, if you're going to ask guys to sacrifice for the team, there has to be a team benefit. You got to win hockey games. And they've got a couple of Stanley Cups that says they're doing it the right way.
What's the main thing that's allowed you guys to be able to collect points here, even though you're top 4D?
We just compete. We work real hard, you know, and we handle the adversity pretty well. And I'm talking about a bad pass or a breakout that doesn't get out or whatever it is. We don't come off our game too often. Start on time and compete at a pretty high level.
They have talented guys in their room, but we were just in there and talking to them. They speak about playing for one another and holding one another accountable. And they say that comes with time. Can you manufacture that, or does it have to grow organically?
Well, both, right? So you have to have a structure in place that you can't hold anybody accountable, and players can't hold themselves accountable unless it's a clearly defined game that they agreed upon playing. And once they do that, they'll do it for each other. So when your best player is willing to do it, there will be nobody underneath them that's going to take an easier route out of the game. So over time, that's leadership, right? That's the core guys in the room agreeing to play a certain way, playing at a certain level, and doing it on a nightly basis. Everybody else has to fall in line.
That part there, the nightly basis, it's one thing to do it, you know, for 2 or 3 games in a row. It's another thing to do it for long, long stretches, and to do it when things aren't going your way for whatever reason. How far along are the Jets on that road?
Well, we've established a few good things. And then and that's really, Gary, what this year is all about in so many ways is becoming consistent in something and your identity. So we're going to have some knocks and some challenges, but being able to reestablish, and at the end of the day, we're just talking about defining your identity at the team. Decide what you're good at, and then be committed to being good at that every chance you can.
So do you like where you are in terms of that development, that growth, curve?
Yeah. I mean, there's a ways to go. Some of it's confidence. But yeah, I really like the leadership in the room. I like little lad and Wheeler's morning skate today. They went after it a little bit, you know, set the tone that, you know, Christmas hasn't started yet.
Fairly or unfairly, some people are going to look at this game as a measuring stick. They're the class of the West, and you want to be part of that group.
Okay, you know, we'll take that. It's we've got our challenges. They have theirs. We're below them in the standings, so they've proven that they come out and play every night. We've got our things that we've got to work around. But sure, why wouldn't we?
What have you seen from Matty Perreault and the points that he's been able to put up on the string that he's on here right now?
It's so easy for a coach to say this. When you're going well, you never realize how hard you're working. And when things aren't going your way, you always think you're working harder than you are. And he has been like almost a model of what we're trying to do. It doesn't really matter how big you are, even though we got a lot of size on our team. He's in on that forecheck and he's on the puck. I mean, his compete level, and not that he wasn't competing early in the year. I think he was processing earlier in the year. You know, we had him at center ice. Our goal is to become a better defensive hockey team. He took that to heart. Sometimes on the wing and playing with somebody like Mark, who's pretty darn responsible in his own end. So now he's not processing. He's just doing the right thing, and then he's going as hard as he can. So it's about puck compete for him. And when you raise your game, your compete level, puck comes off your stick a little quicker, you find that hole a little quicker, you've got then enough good plays to make that play you made into Scheife at the end of the second period on that, you know, quick counter 3-on-2, and that's what we're seeing out of him.
How's Hutchinson's game evolved here over the first 3 months of the season?
So it hasn't, and we're real happy with that. I mean, let's change. So your word was better than mine. Let's say, how's it changed? It's not. It's the same guy from came to us last year and got into games because his practice habits were so good. That's why we played him at the end. It wasn't to test him out. If he hadn't worked as hard as he had or looked as good in practice, we wouldn't put him in the games. And what he's done is he's come here and he's just shortened the frequency between games off. So between the first game and the second game, he deserved to get back in. Within 10 days he did, then 7 days he did, and then he needed to go every second night, and he's earned that right.